Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind. The show is called Free Talk Live. We're here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you are listening to us on the radio, sometimes some radio stations don't carry all 7 days. That's fine. You can tune in to us at LRN.FM on the days that your radio station may not carry the show live. The telephone number you need to call in and join the conversation here is 603-283-6160. Again, it's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
I had a bunch of different show prep for today, and I rethought it all because I came upon this bit from the Libertarian Institute that really kind of hits home here in Keene, New Hampshire, particularly with the events of March 16th that happened. Those of you who may not be aware, we'll get into that in a little bit. But this is written by Jim Bovard, and it says, "The feds are coming for libertarians." On the day that Joe Biden was inaugurated as president, former CIA chief John Brennan announced on television that federal intelligence agencies are moving in laser-like fashion to try and uncover as much as they can about various suspected groups, specifically mentioning libertarians. Libertarians are in the federal crosshairs. 6 or 7 years ago, there was a lot of prattle about how the libertarian movement has arrived. I always knew that was hokum. Since then, there has been a huge increase in hostility to libertarians in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere around the country. Many libertarians assume they have nothing to fear because they are not engaged in seeking to violently overthrow government. But the feds will be able to find many other pretexts to target peaceful citizens with supposedly subversive ideas. Federal law already defines domestic terrorism far more broadly than most people realize. As the Oregonian recently noted, cases categorized as domestic terrorism include allegations of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted government building or grounds, civil disorders and making threatening communications. FBI Chief Christopher Wray told a Senate committee that the FBI has 2,000 ongoing domestic terrorism investigations. Ray recognizes the terrorist peril as the ticket to a bigger budget. We need more agents. We need more analysts. And I know you guys weren't here yesterday, perhaps the day before, when we talked about the United States Postal Service
has their own police force that is now going through your social media account.
Correct. They have a law enforcement arm of the post office.
They've been having. Yeah. I mean, that's
like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have pointed out that Stalin would have wet dreams over the country that we now inhabit. I mean, the Department of Education has its own SWAT team.
Yeah, it's just amusing to me to make fun of the post office still because I'm 12, but
I'm surrounded by 12-year-olds.
They deliver the mail, and they're actually pretty good at that. Not necessarily from a price standpoint. They're not efficient, I'm sure, from a price standpoint. It's cheap to the consumer, but yeah, they do the same things. It's a government agency.
I used to make fun of the old military commercials when they would, you know, put them on TV and radio. They're like, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. And I'd fill in with the fifth one, the post office, just because I was a joker. Well, that seems to be prophecy now. Apparently, the post office is now part of the law enforcement.
I mean, they've had agencies. A SWAT team for a while.
Right, but they've never had a task force engaged in monitoring people's social media.
They've never announced it.
Well, okay. That's true. But also, why the post office? Like, the FBI's there to get this kind of thing, they just make it bigger, right? I'm sure the creeps in action, I mean, the CIA, you know, have, you know, something going on that's similar.
It sounds discredible if you say it, because if somebody's like, oh, I'm being targeted by the FBI, people are like, they might not want to talk to you, but they're like, okay, that sounds reasonable. But if you're like, I'm being targeted by the post office, people are like, okay, you're insane. Like, what are they going to do? Not deliver your mail?
Did I not buy enough
postage?
I'm being
targeted by the Department of Agriculture.
Right, yeah.
Which sounds ridiculous, but again, every department of the United States federal government has its own police force.
Yeah, a government agency is a government agency. This is how government agencies act. They're violent for no reason. Well, they're violent without provocation, and they go around killing people and stealing things.
This is true. The article continues, the Biden administration is itching for a broad new domestic terrorism law to enable even more crackdowns. Libertarians need to recognize how that definition of terrorism has already mushroomed. Capitol Police Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman, testifying to Congress, described the January 6th clash at the Capitol as a terrorist attack by tens of thousands of insurrectionists. Apparently, anyone who tromped from Trump's raging speech to the Capitol that day was a terrorist, or at least an insurrectionist, which is what, terrorist spelled with more letters?
I mean, it was a really poor insurrectionist. Like, you can't try to take over the Senate and say that that's not some kind of anti-government action. Like,
okay.
I would hesitate to call it an insurrection.
It was a really poorly performed.
And I've heard this thing called a siege. And I wish it was a siege. Like, honestly, if you're
siege on the Capitol, right? If you're
going to go this far, where you're going to break windows and go into this building where you're not allowed, where any reasonable person could probably get the idea that, hey, the police will be coming after me now. Okay, at that point, you may as well, like, try to hold the thing. Like, make it a siege at that
point. Yeah, and it's not like a 5-year sentence versus life. It's like, no, you're going away.
Indeed.
So you might as well, like, they can't actually charge you with 3 consecutive life sentences. They could put that on paper, but you know.
You only have one life. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you say that, but I mean, at the rate things are going now, they're probably going to bring people up on reincarnation charges and be like, nope, we're pretty sure you're this person.
You've got
another lifetime and a half here.
But you're still dead and not doing time. It's this other guy that they're picking up for absolutely no reason at that point.
Well, there is that.
So if you make Mexican food out of somebody who's reincarnated, or even like a cow or something, is that reincarne asada? The article continues, after the clash at the Capitol on January 6th, the de facto definition of terrorism seems to be, quote, anything that frightens politicians, unquote.
Yeah, what this whole article reminds me of was the former CIA director talking about, we need to target these domestic terrorists and such, and even libertarians.
That's exactly the quote.
Oh, good.
That they mentioned.
Good, because, that made my blood run cold when I heard that.
It goes on to say, will we find out too late that the new de facto definition of domestic terrorist is really individuals who distrust the feds and own 2 guns and more than 100 rounds?
100 rounds is only 2 boxes.
I know.
That's not a lot.
I know.
I've spent more than that in a day at a regular range, not even like a good range.
Yeah, like, you know, 200 rounds is just like an afternoon
of
fun.
It's 4 boxes, because 2, okay.
50 in a box. I mean, you buy small boxes.
They said 200 rounds or 100?
More than 100 rounds.
So oh, okay, 50, yeah, that's 2 boxes.
Yeah, that's what, less than half an hour of shooting time?
It is, really, yeah. I mean, if you go to a legit range and all that kind of thing, you know, put on the headphones, etc. and so on.
When we'll talk about another code word for who the feds will target, and that code word is extremists here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen. Listen to this radio program. Yeah. You can even dial in and become part of the conversation at 603-283-6160. We've got a couple calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. Again, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me.
Peakless Mountain Mayor.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about this article from the Libertarian Institute that just straight up says the feds are coming for libertarians. And we kind of have a firsthand peek at what that looks like based on the events that happened here on March 16th. You can find out more about that over at thecrypto6.com. We'll tell you more about the Crypto 6 a little later in the program. But another code word for who the feds are going to target is the word extremists. And the Washington Post in January portrayed domestic extremists as a disease that seems to have taken hold in the nation's nervous system. Well, why don't they just make a vaccine?
An extremist just really means that you believe something.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is.
Yes. You want to be consistent? Like, all of the time?
I thought an extremist was like, you know, a guy that, like, I don't know, skateboards or bungee jumps or skydives while drinking, like, Mountain Dew Extreme, right? You know, that kind of thing?
That's extreme sports, some of that.
Are they not extremists?
I don't think so.
Well, they're extreme in their sports, so they must be extremists.
English is weird. That's not how it works.
No, but if you form a church around that, then you could be extremist.
Oh, well, I mean, I would even agree with that. If you form a church around bungee jumping, I'd be like, yeah, that's...
I'm a pastor at the Church of Extremism.
That's an extreme insane person, but...
That's against my extremist beliefs.
We really carry things out as far as they can possibly go here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got... is it Ron in South Carolina?
No, it's Jerome.
Jerome? I thought you said Ron. Yeah. Hey, Jerome, what's going on? What's on your mind?
I just would like to know, how is it that the reaction to George Floyd being murdered by police is totally different than the reaction to that riot at the Capitol? Oh, and make no mistake, that was a riot, okay? Those people went crazy. Because I've watched that video
at the Capitol
several times. Pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, okay?
It was at least a riot.
I'll agree to riot. And one of the issues right now is that you have entirely different video feeds on the left channels and the right channel.
That's true. I've seen them both, and they are entirely different.
And they're
different.
All crazy. And they're both, I'm sure, those people are crazy.
No, that's the weird thing. The one on the right channel, like, you see the bit of them, like, going into the entrance, but you don't see, like, the breaking glass and all that.
But so
the Trump channel.
But this whole left and right thing is just designed to divide people, Jerome. It's not designed to unite people.
They're not going to disparage their own people. That's the Trump. Those are Trump voters.
Of course.
He's the one that caused all of that.
Of course, the one channel is going to show one side, the other channel is going to show the other side, and it's designed to keep everybody divided instead of uniting against the actual enemy.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's just like Chauvin's lawyer. He put a bunch of people on that lied their you-know-what off about what happened, and then the prosecution put on the real case with the real video, okay? And what happened? He got convicted, which is what was supposed to happen. No.
Okay.
Hey, I guess he thought he could be like George Zimmerman, huh? Hide behind your lawyer, have your lawyer tell a pack of lies, kill an unarmed teenager for God knows what. Well, we know why he killed him.
I mean, he was a cop. He had good reason to think that he could kill people and get away with it.
Yeah, well, okay, all right.
What? That's what always happens.
That's what happens.
It seems to be the new American way, anyway. I mean, almost every day we cover a new thing here on Free Talk Live where a cop has killed another innocent person.
Yeah,
I mean, it is crazy how frequent it happens.
Yeah, make no mistake. The reason that he got convicted is because they didn't want the riots in that city. If there were not going to be riots in that city, then he would not have gotten convicted.
No, he got convicted because maybe he should have moved to Simi Valley like they did those cops who tried to kill Rodney King.
I mean, but they're all guilty and they all won't get convicted. So he was a sacrifice. They don't care about him. They don't care about him any more than I do.
He got convicted because he's guilty. And so are the other three who stood by and let him die.
I'm not saying they're not guilty. I'm saying the system doesn't convict based on whether or not you're guilty.
I just want to know that. I want to know this. Why is it that the people who knew nothing about George Floyd are most likely before that happened? They're up on the witness stand and crying, you know, and showing how they were pleading for the man's life. And you got these four cops, Chauvin and his other three bums, on the, you know, Chauvin, and Chauvin, he wouldn't even get on the witness stand. He's so afraid of what they're going to ask him. How can your, I just want to ask Nelson, how can your client be so damn innocent, but yet you won't put him on the witness stand? And then you go try to make scapegoats out of people on the crowd, you know, trying to plead for this man's life. They were crying. This guy showed no emotion before them.
Jerome,
and
how old are you?
Wearing the uniform.
Jerome, about how old are you?
64.
64.
I'm 64.
Haven't you seen enough of this? I mean, doesn't it seem like a rerun to you that the same stuff keeps happening over and over and over and over again? Yeah. I mean, it's got to be sickening to you, right?
I saw this growing up during the civil rights struggle, okay?
And it's got to be sickening to you, right?
Of course it is. That's why I get so emotional about it.
Yeah. So how come you can't seem to identify that the organization that most people call government is really the one who's doing the bad things here?
What I want to identify is I hear talk show hosts, conservatives, you know, like this guy Ben Shapiro, who said, "Well, it's clearly reasonable."
Ben Shapiro is insane and immature.
And other talk shows said, "Well, what about black on black crime? Well, this was a white man who killed a black man for next to, what, $20? But they don't have a name for that. See, they don't have a name for that.
Well, it's called murder. It's called murder.
No, but they don't demagogue and demonize other people like they do black people. I mean, it's bad enough we got problems, but then they demagogue us, and you know, and that's what I'm really getting sick of.
Is demagogue a verb? I mean, I don't know. Okay. All right, well, thanks for the call tonight, Jerome. We appreciate it. I keep seeing this thing going around on the internet, and it's supposed to be a little bit funny, but it's actually it's based in truth. And that is to say, if you have 21 cops, one of them is a bad cop, and the other 20 don't do anything about it, then you actually have 21 bad cops.
Agreed.
And it's one is a very low estimate.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like, people are like, "Oh, well, it's just a few bad apples." No, the saying is, a one rotten apple spoils the bunch.
Yeah.
The bunch. And I've said it time and time and time again, and I'm going to say it one more time. If the police really wanted to improve their reputation amongst people, if they're really fearful in their jobs, if they're afraid of what might happen, then stop arresting people for victimless crimes. If there's no property damage or no victim, then stop arresting people for victimless crimes. Get together with your tight-knit little group, spread the word, and stop doing that. Your reputation will improve immediately. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that would allow the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVID-Shield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, the B.1.617, is partially responsible for the surge in cases. And Indonesia's Navy announced Sunday that all 53 crew members aboard a missing submarine are dead. Officials say that the wreckage of the vessel was found by a diving robot under nearly 3,000 feet of water off the island of Bali. The cause of the sub sinking is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes that the CDC will issue new guidance soon around mandating mask wearing outdoors. The White House's chief medical advisor said Sunday that the risk of spreading COVID while engaging in outdoor activities is low, and lifting those mandates makes common sense. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb agrees it's time to start rolling back some of those regulations that make less sense. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that includes outdoor mask mandates.
I think we need to lean more aggressively forward and look at ways to try to relax some of the provisions that don't really make as much sense anymore. And probably the ones that we should be looking at the hardest are things done outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting mask ordinances outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting limits on gatherings outside and trying to encourage people to go outside now that the weather is warming, take more activities outside in the face of declining risk overall. Again, I think that these declines we're seeing are really locked in at this point, so I don't think we need to be as worried that as we take our foot off the brake, things are going to surge again.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those here shortly. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrencies, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get all the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. Again, Bitcoin.com. We've been talking about this article from the Libertarian Institute that says the feds are coming for libertarians, and it's true. We've seen that in person here at Free Talk Live, and we'll talk more about that, but first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I called in yesterday. Does that matter?
Not at all. You get a call today.
Okay. Not only do we not mind, we like it.
I was calling about public education. I believe that government in itself is a justification for its existence is to protect people against force and violence and to punish Satan. This is its proper function. Anything else should not be part of government. Just about any, most of what government does, you name it, I'll say abolish it. And one thing I would definitely abolish is the public schools. Because one thing, it's not a police function. It doesn't protect people against force and violence. And number two, government education teaches thought processes, especially the education of children. It teaches thought processes, and that is one thing the government should definitely not be in charge of.
Well, your words are just warming my heart right now, Jill.
Government thought control.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I like to, whenever somebody says, you know, the word public followed by something else, like public education or public works or public parks or anything like that, I just substitute the word government to make it more accurate. So it's...
Well, sometimes people say public place, and they're just talking about a place that deals with the public, like restaurant. And people have gotten those things confused, and they think that people who go into a restaurant are somehow, because it serves the public, it's owned by the public, and the government has a right to dictate to the owner who he must let into the place and who not.
Sure, but
I don't agree with that either.
Sure, but when you're talking about actual government-owned properties that are called public, it's more accurate to call them the government schools or the government works or that kind of a thing, because that's more accurate.
And you're absolutely right about it being thought control.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, it is brainwashing at the fullest. The U.S. public school system is based on the Prussian model to train obedient factory workers. This is where the classroom comes from, where you have all the desks lined up and in rows and an instructor at the front walking the people through whatever it is they need to go and work in the factories. It's not designed to give you, to allow you to think or make you think or inspire you to do anything, be creative in any way or anything like that. It is designed in its essence to spit out obedient workers. That is the Prussian school model that currently exists in the U.S. today.
The real clients of government schools is people who want low-value labor and low-price labor. It's not,
I don't know that, because when I was in school, it seemed to me they weren't even teaching us to do a job. But what I do think of as for government, as for thought control, it can be just as bad one way as the other. When I was in the second grade, my teacher in a taxpayer public school would ask us on Monday if we'd been to church or not. My parents didn't go to church because they didn't believe in it. He'd ask me if I'd been to church. No, ma'am. He'd pick on me because I didn't go to church. I had no choice no matter one way or the other, though. But I mentioned it at home because I thought maybe if my parents started taking me to church, the teacher would quit picking on me about it. My mother looked angry and said whether I went to church or not was none of the teacher's business. Which, while absolutely true, it would have been better if she'd said it to the teacher and not me. And that was bad enough. But nowadays, you have to have it on the other side with all environmentalism and stuff, and people introducing, requiring books like His or Tales to Mommies and so forth. Either way, it's government thought control, and we shouldn't have it. We should have it turned over to private enterprise and homeschooling.
Absolutely.
Wholeheartedly agree.
And if you look at the problem that they were ostensibly there to solve was literacy rate. Now, if you look at the kind of books that people were reading before government schools were invented, they're incredible. They're nuanced, they're detailed, they're complicated thoughts. Now, if you judge the modern person by those standards, we are almost entirely illiterate. You can take college graduates, and the majority of them cannot take a complex piece of writing and draw a nuanced inference from it. Like, they can't do it.
Yeah. Something like 1 in 5, I believe, 20% of high school graduates are functionally illiterate in the U.S. school system. 1 in 5, 20%.
And if you look into
what I understand, it was John Dewey who took phonics out of school. They didn't teach it when I went to school. My mother had taught me before I went to school, though.
Mm. Mm. Interesting.
So that's how I was able to learn very easily. But I didn't notice they talked to anybody else in school. And I'd have to sit there and listen to those other kids stumble. That doesn't mean that I was any smarter than they were, but they weren't lucky like I was. They didn't have a mother who taught them phonics. This is garbage.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jill. We do appreciate you. Abolish public schooling. I agree.
If I could only abolish one section of the government, that would be it. I would abolish public schools before I abolish the cops.
Yeah, I mean, if there is, you know, a wish list of priorities.
Like if I had to pick one.
Yeah.
I get rid of the whole thing, but if I had to pick only one thing, public schools.
And I reiterated this either last night or the night before.
I pledge allegiance to the Walmart.
I mean, or maybe
the United States of low prices.
And
low,
to low the prices. Discounts for which it stands.
You know, one checkout counter manned and the rest of them self-checkout. With, you know, low prices and discounts for all or something. If you were subjected to 12 years of Walmart, oh, Walmart's great, Walmart this, and I go...
Put your hand over your heart, stare at this emblem, and repeat robotically your allegiance to it along with everyone else who is in a nice formation with you.
And I'm picking on Walmart. It could be like Vlasic pickles or something. It could be any product.
Pledge allegiance to the Coca-Cola.
If you're getting that brand name emblazoned in your brain repeatedly, both through your ears, through your eyes, you know, through your teachers, through, you know, people inspiring you, your guidance counselors, all that stuff, when you get out of 12 years of that, you're just going to be like,
obviously,
I worship the Vlasic pickles.
It's inherently good. Yeah, and if you look at the foundation of this, you can go into the minutes of the Carnegie Foundation, and they were designing America to become a collectivist country.
Surprise!
And so they said, step one, we need a war so that we can make these changes. Step two, we need to change the education so that the changes we've made stick. And sure enough, they changed the education to be perfectly coherent with collectivism, socialism, that sort of system, and fascism as we have today.
Indeed. 603-283-6160 is the number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. Do you think that public schools should be abolished? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening. This is Free Talk Live, the nationally syndicated radio talk program where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We have a couple more calls on hold. We'll get to those in a minute. But if you need the telephone number, it is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
On March 16th of this year, a joint government task force raided the New Hampshire Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mart convenience store, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, the homes of Andy and Renee Spinella, the home of Colleen Fordham, a grandmother, and perhaps most relevant, they raided the studio here at Free Talk Live. The six people arrested are known as the Crypto Six. They were mostly released except for Rich Paul, who's also known as Nobody, and Ian Freeman. Both remain in custody and have not been released on bail. We've been in contact with attorneys that say no crime even appears to have been committed. But that, of course, didn't stop the Joint Thug Task Force from ripping out wires from the back of our broadcast stacks, taking Free Talk Live off the air, and violating our and your First Amendment rights. You can go to thecrypto6.com and donate to fight against these charges. But as importantly, you can also contact media and tell them about this outrage. This case is likely to set precedent for the use of cryptocurrency well into the future. Please help our fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. We've been talking about this article from the Libertarian Institute saying that the feds are coming for libertarians, and we could talk more about that as the night goes on, but let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live, and let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you are on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Captain Mountaineer and Melanie. I want to just say before I begin my broadcast, you're very courageous, all of you and nobody, and Ian. I pray to God that you'll be all right. I want you, whatever my words aren't going to mean anything, but I want you to know that you've been railroaded. And fight the good fight, and we have an evil government. There's no other way to put it. And this country, if it makes you feel any better, and it won't, this country's on its way out, and that's my broadcast tonight. America's future is extremely bleak, and I'll elaborate what I mean by that. I don't know where to begin. It would take a lot more than this broadcast. I'll make it short and sweet. Yeah. Let's begin with this phony COVID-19. I'm not disputing that 500,000 Americans died. They did. But you know what? You don't destroy, you don't decimate the whole United States economy over this, and it's never coming back. You've got 70 million plus unemployed Americans. Millions more are homeless, hungry, and hopeless. Thousands of restaurants have shut their doors and never opening them up again. America's manufacturing base is non-existent. We've shipped all of our manufacturing to China. This phony pandemic has been used as a cover to take away our First and Second Amendment rights. Violent, vicious, and bloody race wars will soon ravage our land, killing many blacks and whites.
Well, what makes you think that? What makes you think that violent and bloody race wars are going to ravage the land?
I'll tell you why. Because Reverend Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Maxine Waters and Barack Obama is never going to be pleased. And if there's even just a handful more black men that get killed by white police officers, that's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I mean, well, like, we haven't had one yet.
Yeah, like I agree that like the politicians and the propaganda are attempting to divide people, right? And one of the ways they will do that is either through race or through classism or something along those lines, right? You know, the middle class is disappearing, and that makes all the middle class people go, oh, no, well, we hate the rich, and it makes all the poor people go, we hate the middle class, and things of that nature, right? And so, of course, those same things can be applied to race. I still maintain, though, that the one thing the government is indeed afraid of is all of the different types of people uniting against it.
Yeah, these illegitimate powers are attempting to stoke a race war, absolutely. However, they have been completely unsuccessful up to this point, and the fact that they have failed so far indicates to me that they're going to continue to fail to stoke a race war.
You know what my dream is, gentlemen? This is my dream. I wish that all Black Lives Matter, I'm going to say it, it may sound ludicrous, but I'm going to say it, Black Lives Matter, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Klansmen, Blacks, Hispanics, put away their differences, their races, and attack the United States government. Because there's a common denominator. It is an evil government. And it has tried to suppress rich and poor, as you say, black and white, all class and racial lines. And make no mistake about it, this government is on borrowed time because the U.S. dollar will collapse. It's not if and when. You've got a phony stock market, a phony Federal Reserve is propping up the market. We're gonna have a depression. It's coming very, very soon. And the linchpin is going to be when the U.S. dollar disintegrates. And when the U.S. dollar disintegrates, all hell's going to break loose. Everything will collapse. America won't be able to fund its wars, oppress the world, and it will have to focus on its own problems. And I'd like to see 100 million Americans that are destitute, home. I don't mean to say that I want people to be starving, but when they're starving and they're destitute, they will attack this evil government and hopefully overthrow it. And that's my dream because I hate the United States government.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Scott. We appreciate you. You know, will all of that come to fruition? I don't know. I can find points that I might agree with him on. I think that the dollar is collapsing or continuing to collapse.
They have an expiration date.
They do.
Yeah. Now, is a collapse imminent? Absolutely. However, any time before like 2009, this would have been absolutely devastating to the entire planet. It would have killed millions, hundreds of millions of people. But now we have a replacement technology. I mean, we already have it. So, I mean, it is the equivalent of saying the telegraph is about to collapse. Yes. But we invented the telephone. So that's not such a big problem.
But there wasn't a bunch of people with that much of a vested interest in the Telegraph who were going to kill you before they let it fall.
There is
that. That's the issue.
Right. That is the issue. The value of the USD, the FRN, if you have Federal Reserve notes, the USD being the United States dollar, doesn't come from any tangible thing. It used to, right?
Oil is tangible, right? So
blow
up every country that won't take dollars for oil.
But oil does not back the dollar. What backs the
dollar? It does.
No, it doesn't. What backs the dollar is the full faith and force of the United States military.
Well, no. If you had just the full faith and force of the United States military and did not have, for example, 40% of the planet's oil owned by OPEC trading exclusively in the U.S. dollar, if you
how
didn't
did they
have
get that 40%?
Right.
With the force and might of the military.
So it's a two-part thing.
It's an empire, and it is collapsing. If you look at history, particularly Rome, the United States of America is following an eerily similar pattern.
Oh, exactly.
To Rome, particularly with regards to the fiat currency. Rome started, they would chip off and shave off parts of their coins to making them smaller and otherwise melt them down and start adding different things into the coins and only coating a little bit with the, gold or silver or whatever. That was the original fiat currency, at least the first one I was aware of.
And the worst part of this, for them was that they couldn't pay their soldiers.
Right.
So I think we're going to face the same thing here, which instead of it being an admixture of not gold with your gold, you're just going to have every price that's denominated in dollars is going to shoot through the roof. However, we have a currency that actually functions, that actually holds on to its value. So I think that the way that this could go well is that those the human beings that apply force could start working for the legitimate currency. And the legitimate currency will be wielded not by those who profit through the destruction of cultures, but through those who profit by, profit, capital, the building of things.
Yeah, I wish it would go down that nicely, but it's not like they can't steal stuff and pay soldiers with that. They already kind of do that by paying them directly in housing and expense accounts for certain things, which is still denominated in reserve notes, but they could just give them food and clothes and whatever instead, and they could just steal it as long as they have the military.
More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6100. Hour number two is next.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.